Today is Saturday, the 12th of August 2023, and we are gathered here for the 94th session on mindfulness for beginners in the English medium. And to our fortune, we have our Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero joining us into the program of representing Nisarane Forest Monastery for today's session. I would like to warmly welcome Venerable Bhante to today's session. Furthermore, we have all of you joining through Zoom and also through the live stream over Facebook, over the Satipatthasala Foundation's Facebook page. I would like to welcome all of you with much gratitude for joining us into today's program. So our agenda will follow up with a commencement on in-session mindfulness practice, and then we will have the talk on mindfulness based on a topic. The topic for today is going to be finding true friends, and then we will move on to the question and answer session where we present the written and verbal statements on mindfulness practice. So therefore, I would like to initiate our session proceedings with Venerable Bhante commencing on in-session mindfulness practice. Over to Bhante, much merits.
Thanks, Namanta. Hello, everyone. So today, to start the program, let's do an activity. This is more like mindful sitting, but we are going to do a different approach. We are going to have a different approach to the sitting session. So all of you, I invite you to sit in a comfortable manner. Adjust your seat. Make sure that you are comfortable. Now you are in a seated posture and you are comfortable in that posture. Close your eyes and gently notice what is happening in the present moment. When you do this, you might notice that various things are coming into your field of awareness. Sounds are there, bodily sensations are there, thoughts, memories are there. Simply notice what is appearing in your field of awareness. When we do our sitting practice, we usually direct our attention towards a bodily sensation. But instead, today, we are going to allow the attention to flow naturally. You don't try to control or direct your attention. Instead, allow it to flow naturally and notice where it is going. Sometimes when you allow your attention to flow naturally, it will go to various thoughts, memories, maybe certain incidents are there. But not to worry, you just simply be aware that your mind is going after these things. Probably it is recalling a recent incident. Probably it is planning a future event. Various ideas, mental images come. Time to time, the attention goes to sounds. Time to time, the attention naturally returns to the bodily sensations. Time to time, various thoughts memories appear. What we do is we simply sit with these things. We don't try to suppress anything. We don't try to direct our attention towards anything. Instead, just sit with them. Let it be thoughts, let it be memories, various bodily sensations, sounds. Just let them be. You just sit for the sake of sitting. Okay, everyone, now you can open your eyes again. So that's just few minutes of sitting. You didn't try to do anything. Instead, you just sat for the sake of sitting. So they call this just sitting. You are not directing your attention. Instead, you simply be with whatever that's happening. Just be with the sitting. And you can't get it wrong. Because if you direct your attention, if you say you have to observe the breath only, then you might make mistakes. Or you might say that you can't keep your attention with the breath. But when it comes to this process, you see you can't get it wrong. Just being, you can do. So that's something that you can remember when you practice mindfulness. With that, Namante, you can take over.
Thank you very much, Pandey, and much Meritan. Also, thank you for the concluding advice there. Next, we have the talk coming up on the topic of finding true friends. And once again, I would thankfully invite Venerable Bhante to commence the talk for today. Over to Bhante again. Thank you.
Okay, everyone. We'll take some time to discuss about today's topic. Now, when it comes to our life, we might have certain companions. Let's say at your workplace, you have certain friends that you spend time with. Then when it comes to your life, let's say the family and friends, you have certain people there. Then in addition, if you have certain areas that you want to improve, let's say you are managing a business or something, then you might have certain friends or companions related to that area. So you can see various areas, various aspects of our life. We have different people, different friends in those areas, in those aspects. Let's say going on trips, enjoying, partying, you might have a different gang for that purpose. So that way, all of us, we have friends or companions in outside world. Now, this week's topic, it's more about finding the true friends or how to find the best people from the outside world. That's the idea that we wanted to discuss. Now, when it comes to this, it is natural that according to your thoughts and emotions, according to the interest that you share, depending on these things, you will only find friends in the outside world. If you enjoy certain interest, then you might find friends who would enjoy such things. If you have certain emotions, thoughts, then you might find people who would enjoy them. So you can see, based on your interest, based on your thoughts, based on your emotions, you find related people in the outside world. That is how it is happening. Usually it is easier for us to point fingers into the outside world and say this person was a bad influence. This person ruined my life. Something like that you would do. It's easier for us to point fingers into the outside people, outside world, and say, due to this person, I had a bad influence. Due to this person, my life was ruined. Due to this person, I was addicted to drug. Something like that you might say. But you have to understand, it's us. It's you. Go and select them. That's how you do, right? Based on your thoughts, based on your emotions, you select people from outside world. According to your interest, the people will come, people will join from the outside world. So that is how it is happening. So if you want to find true friends, you have to start within. That's where you have to start. Now, even this week's poster, if you check the poster, you might find that it's about hugging oneself. We are talking about friends, and the poster or the picture would say that one is hugging oneself. So that's the true cause of these things. That's where you have to start. If you are friendly with yourself, then of course you can find friends in the outside world. But if you are secretly hating yourself while trying to find comfort in the outside world, that won't happen. So you see, you have to start within. That's where you have to start. If you are truly friendly with yourself, then you can of course find friends, related people from the outside world. Now, when it comes to being friendly with yourself, we have to ask the question, what are you? That question is very much related. Otherwise, how can you be friendly with yourself? So you can see, when you just pay attention to the present moment, that represents you. That flow of things, that process, it represents you. Let's say now we just practiced mindful sitting. When we simply sit comfortably and when we close our eyes gently, we start to notice certain things. Usually we judge. Usually we say these things are good, these things are bad. A struggle is there. But during the mindful practice, we don't try to create judgments. Instead, you simply be with those things. Let it be sounds, let it be bodily sensations, let it be past incidents, let it be future planning, whatever. You just simply be with them. That is the idea of the practice. When you try that, you can see it is natural that your mind will create aversion towards certain thoughts, memories, images. You might create aversion in your mind. You might want to get rid of them. You might want to suppress them. So these reactions are more like automatically happening. That's what happens when you pay attention. That's what happens when you try to meditate. Usually you get agitated due to certain things and you give up. Why? Because you can't be with that process. You are not comfortable being with that process. So as a meditator, you gradually develop the ability to be with these things. That is the idea. Whatever the things that are there, you gradually develop the ability to be with them. Let it be thoughts, let it be memories, let it be various other things, let it be your bodily sensations, pains, aches, whatever. You simply develop the ability to be with them. That's the idea. Again and again, you train yourself. In a way, you are improving the strength of your mind. This battle is a long-term battle. You don't just finish it within 1 or 2 days. Instead, gradually, you improve. Gradually, you develop the ability to be with these things. Let's say when you sit, it's natural that your body is aching, paining. Especially if you sit on the ground with a cushion, then you might feel after some time you are not comfortable in your posture. If you sit in a chair or something, then you might stay longer. But if you sit on the floor, probably in the half lotus posture, or probably what you call hero pose for women. So if you sit in that posture, then you might notice after a few minutes, you are uncomfortable. You get pain, aches in your body. So it's natural that you want to get up. That's the natural reaction. You want to give up and, you know, make it comfortable. But for the mindful practitioners, we say, okay, today you lasted 15 minutes. Tomorrow, try and stay a few more minutes. Although the pain is there, try to stay a few more minutes and then get up. The day after, you can increase a bit further. That way, gradually, if you practice within few weeks, within few months, you are able to sit for 1 hour without much difficulty. You are able to sit in a proper posture, not just sitting in a chair, but instead you are able to sit in a proper posture for meditation. When it comes to proper postures for meditation, we say for women, hero pose is good, or half lotus, or what do you call Sukhasana, or easy pose. Those three are good. Especially if you can do the half lotus, then it's much better. So these postures, they take time. Initially, you can't sit like this. Initially, your body is naturally aching, paining. You are not used to sit in this posture, right? But with time, you realize gradually, you improve the ability. And your body is adjusting. Your body adjusts and you are able to sit for like 30, 40 minutes. Even after a few weeks, you can sit for 1 hour without much difficulty. So you can see within a few months, probably you have increased your ability to sit in that posture. That ability was developed gradually. So in a way, you are developing the strength to sit for 1 hour on the floor. That ability was developed. That strength was developed. Similarly, when we meditate, we gradually improve our ability to be with these thoughts, memories, various ideas. Those things are there. Initially, you might not be comfortable with them. Initially, you want to get up because of these thoughts, emotions. But gradually, you develop the ability. You develop the ability to be with them. Simply accept these thoughts, emotions are there and stay with them, sit with them. So that is the practice we have done today. We didn't try to get rid of anything. We didn't try to go after anything. Instead, just sitting, we said. Just sit with your thoughts. Just sit with your emotions. Sit with whatever that's there. That's the practice we have done. So they say just sitting. And they say you can't get it wrong because you don't try to do anything. You simply sit. Simply sit. And you can't get it wrong. That way, if you practice, you realize these various things are coming. Certain things are coming. It's natural that you are uncomfortable with these things. Sometimes various problems, dark memories come. When they come, it's natural that you want to avoid them. Sometimes various incidents, maybe some immediate incidents, maybe a long back incidents might come. When they appear, it's natural that you don't like to face them. But gradually, we improve this ability. So in a way, whatever that's there, you try to be friendly with them. You try to be friendly with yourself. That's what you are doing. Initially, when you sit, it's natural that you are not so friendly with yourself. You are not so friendly with your thoughts, emotions. But gradually, you develop the ability to stay with them, to sit with them. In a way, you become more and more friendly with oneself. That's the ability you are improving. That's the ability you are growing. Usually, the people who go after sense pleasure, they don't have this ability. They don't like to be alone. They don't like to go into a forest. They need a group. They need a lot of sounds. They don't like the silence. Always they go after sense pleasure, various things they need. They can't stay alone. They are afraid to go into a forest. They don't like the silence. That's because you are not so friendly with yourself. Now, when it comes to this, they have done some experiment and they have built a silent room where there are no sounds. So the challenge was to go in this silent room and stay for some period. They don't take their cell phones, no nothing. They just simply go there, sit in the silence. That was the challenge. Can you imagine how long the people lasted? On average, they only lasted 10 minutes. Only after 10 minutes, they start screaming, they want to get out of this room. They don't like that silence. Because as soon as you silence the surrounding, you can see the inner voices are appearing. The inner dialogue is appearing. The inner chatter is appearing. Various thoughts, memories appearing. Future fears are appearing. Past memories are appearing. And when they come, they realize this is not good. They want to escape that environment. That's why only after 10 minutes, they want to go out of that room. The longest stay, maximum time was 40 minutes. That was the maximum time. On average, they only last 10 minutes. So you can see how friendly are they with themselves. Not so much. They can't even sit for 10 minutes. They can't just be with this person. Be with oneself for 10 minutes. They try to escape. They try to go and distract themselves. That's the correct word. They try and go distract themselves. So you can see these type of people, they are not so friendly with oneself. So a meditator, simply what they are doing is that they try to be friendly with oneself. One's thoughts, one's memories, one's emotions, all of these things, they try to simply sit with them. And if you can sit with like good 1 hour or 40 minutes every day, that's a good sign that you are friendly with yourself. That's the real point. That's the real root. If you are friendly with oneself, then of course, you can find so many like-hearted people from the outside world. It starts within. Then you might realize, although I pointed fingers towards the outside world, it's my own thoughts that attracted these people who were a bad influence for me. Or it's my own emotions that attracted these people. It's my own interest that attracted these people. Whoever that is attracted from the outside world was attracted because of your own thoughts, because of your own emotions, your own interest. So you can't really point fingers to the outside world. Instead, you are at fault. It's your own thoughts. It's your own emotions. It's your own interest that attracted those people. So if you purify yourself, if you become more and more friendly with yourself, if you become a good meditator, then you realize you are simply changing even the outside friends. Some people might go away gradually from your life. Some new people might join your journey. Why is this happening? Because your own thoughts are changing. Your own emotions are changing. Your own interests are changing. Due to that, certain people might go away. Certain new people might join your journey. That's how it is. So when you start within, you realize, when you meditate for some time, you realize that your interest, they have changed. That your thoughts, emotions, these things have changed. Earlier, I used to enjoy these things. Now, I don't enjoy them so much. Earlier, I used to go out with these people. Now, I don't enjoy going out with them. Why? Because your own thoughts have changed. Because your own emotions have changed. Your own interests, they have changed. That's how it is happening. So when you meditate, you are changing yourself. You are changing for better. That's what you do. In a way, you were bad influence for yourself. You were bad influence for yourself. And now, with the repetitive practice, you become good influence. What is the bad influence that we are talking about? This bad influence is creating all the stress in this world. This bad influence is creating depression in this world. This bad influence is creating all the difficulties, troubles in your life. What is this bad influence? It is the ignorant mind that we are talking about. This mind is lost in the past thoughts. This mind is fearful about the future. Again and again, it is avoiding the present moment and it is going after these things. Again and again, going after the past incidents, thinking thoughts, creating inner chatter, then again and again becoming fearful of the future, planning the future, trying to get rid of certain things. Having so much stress, thinking about future. So this is the bad influence that's in your mind, the ignorance. This mind is lost. Lost in the past, lost in the future. We say a dead past, an unborn future. That's where your mind is lost. That is the ignorance. You can see that this ignorance in your own mind, that is the true bad influence for you. Because of this ignorance, you are creating so much stress in your life, so much anxiety in your life. Again and again, this process is happening. Again and again, you are suffering due to these things. Time after time, the same incident, it is replayed in your mind. You wish that you could let go, but it is not happening. Again and again, the same incident. Probably like 1,000 times, the same incident is replayed. And every time it feels like the same incident you are experiencing, the same pain is there, same level of suffering is there. So this is how the mind is becoming or creating anxiety. It is creating depression in your mind. So we say the butterfly effect in mind. So it is said that, you know, it's some kind of analogy, some kind of the idea. It is said that the flap of a butterfly's wing in this place, in one place, could create could create a storm in some other place. That's the idea. Fluff of a butterfly's wing in a one place could create a storm in some other place. Similarly, in this mind also, there is a butterfly effect. What is that butterfly effect? A small incident happened. That small incident can create something gigantic as a depression. Because that same incident was replayed again and again for 1001 times. And as a result, your mind is depressed. As a result, you get this gigantic suffering in your mind. Due to that simple incident, due to that small incident, the thinking processes are creating these things. So that's how you are creating suffering for yourself. So you can see really this ignorance, this fast future thinking, that is the bad influence in your mind. That has created so much suffering, that has created so much difficulty, and that has attracted so much bad influence from outside world as well. So if you want to get rid of this bad influence, how to do it? Get rid of the future past thinking and try to be more and more present. That's the idea. The present moment, it's like a good friend. The present moment, it's like good influence in your mind. But you have to gradually develop it. You have to gradually improve the capacity for this good influence. You have to gradually improve the capacity to be present. That's the idea. That's why we say try to take more and more conscious steps. Try to take more and more conscious breaths. The steps are anyway happening. The breath is anyway happening. What matters is that how many conscious steps, how many conscious breaths that you can take while doing your daily activities. Can you be conscious of those activities? Can you know that you are brushing your teeth? Can you know that you are eating your meals? So that way, you try to improve the capacity to be present. You try to improve the good influence in your mind. So that is what you do as meditation. Again and again, you do your practice. Train yourself. You train yourself to improve the capacity to be present. You train yourself to improve the good influence in your mind. That way, gradually, you have to take an approach towards this. And when you do this, you realize in my mind, although there is fast future thoughts, I am more and more present. Although the fears are still there, I am more and more present. I have improved my capacity to be present. I have improved my good influence in my mind. So that you will notice when you practice for some time. And when you improve the capacity to be present, you realize the present moment is blissful. There is no anxiety in the present moment. There could be some pain in the present moment, but within few minutes, that's gone. So you can't really have much anxiety based on the present moment. The present moment is blissful. It is peaceful. So more you plug into the present moment, more peace you will feel in your life. But the problem is that it is not so interesting. It is not so colorful. Usually our mind is attracted to the color. It needs colorful things. It needs beautiful colors. It needs beautiful music. these things, our mind is searching, our mind is attracted to. But the meditator, what they realize is that as soon as you plug into the present moment, the boredom hits you. You become sleepy. You feel like doing something else. That's the illusion that your mind is doing. That's the trick that your mind is playing. It is saying this present moment is so boring. Shall we do something else? Shall we go and watch TV? Shall we go and talk to some friends? That would be much more interesting than this, your mind may suggest. But the meditator, the practitioner, they again and again, although the boredom is there, they try to improve their capacity to be present more and more. Although it is sleepy, they don't change their posture. They just sit for some time. They just walk for some time. They keep on practicing the capacity to be present. They keep on improving this ability. Again and again, in a way, you are developing the good influence in your mind. And when you do it, you realize with time, you become the best friend for yourself. And according to the new thoughts, new emotions, new interest, the outside people will be attracted to you. Whoever that is matching to your new thoughts, emotions, whoever that is matching to your new interest, they will be attracted to you from the outside world. So nobody from the outside world can be a bad influence to you unless you have it within yourself, unless you have the seed in your own mind. That is the real root. That is where this entire thing is created. So before you go finding the friends from the outside world, you have to become friendly with oneself. Try to be mindful and sit with your thoughts, emotions. Try to see how long you can last. Then you might find, am I truly friendly with myself? Am I truly friendly with my thoughts, emotions? Am I truly friendly with my body? If you become friendly with yourself, then you don't have to worry about the outside world, the outside people. You simply be yourself and the right people will tag along. You don't have to go search for them. That's the idea. Some people, they fake themselves just to be attracted to certain people. But that is not working. It is not it's not a lasting solution, because they have a mask on themselves. They try to fake their nature so they could be attracted to other people. The other people might like them. But that's not the way. Instead, but it's not a lasting solution. You can do it for a few weeks, few months, but eventually they will figure it out. Be yourself. Express your true nature. And if you do that courageously, if you have the strength to do it, then eventually the right people will tag along. That's the idea. Otherwise, you keep searching for true friends. You keep faking yourself to find more friends. You keep wearing a mask, but that doesn't work. Instead, you should be yourself. You should act true to yourself. And as a result, although it may not be the people that you imagined, the right people will tag along. That will happen. You just have to be yourself. Start within. That's where you have to start. First, be friendly with oneself. That's where you have to start. If you are friendly with oneself, if you have good influence in your mind, definitely you will find good influence in the outside world. So that's the idea I wanted to give. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Bhante, and much merits for that wonderful talk. And next, we will move on to the question and answer session. And I would like to invite Samantha to commence the session, and I will share the screen for the beginner's introduction.
Thank you. Thank you, Namantha, for that. And Avasarai, Bhante, thank you for that really valuable guidance that really helped me on a personal level myself. I'm really grateful. Anyway, before I go on to read this week's report, as Namantha has put the guide in the chat, I'll just remind everyone, especially for any newcomers to the program, the basic guidance on how to meditate and submit your experiences in a report to Bhante. As you can, all the details are in the chat. Namant has just put, and then Bhante will give valuable guidance and advice how to progress in your meditation. So as you can see, there are two helpful video links put together by Nisarana Vanaya on both how to be on mindful walking and mindful sitting, and also how to be mindful during the day and daily activities. You can allocate some time for the practice daily, starting, say, with walking meditation and then sitting, and then gradually building up to 2 hours per day, and that really will benefit everyone and their meditation progress. Then, once you've done your meditation, please submit your experiences in writing, both on mindful walking and sitting experiences to Bhante. And how to do this, there's an example in the chat. For example, if you're doing walking meditation, you can describe any prominent sensations, texture of the ground, any pressure points on the soles, and how the body weight shifted, that sort of thing, you know, basically your own experience, what you felt during your meditation. And similarly, in sitting meditation, you can again refer to your prominent sensations, describe your incoming and outgoing breath, what you experienced at the nostrils, right end, or at the rising of the abdomen, etc. You can also write your mindful experiences on daily activities, how you experience the day and your mindfulness of the day, activities during the day. Then in the session, Bhante will give valuable guidance for your own practice and how to progress in your meditation. You can send your reports either in Google form or by email using the links Namantha has provided in the chat. So this is really a good opportunity, I find, to get personal guidance from Bhante, and you can continue with your mindfulness practice during the week according to the advice given for your own report during the session. So it's like a personal guidance. So that's really valuable. Finally, the recordings of the session are available at the links, at the link given in the chat. You can see that. Okay, so we've got one report, Bhante, this week, and another question via email. I'll just go on to the report that we have. So the first report is on the person has written their experience on mindful walking. And so they've written, walked indoors barefoot, stood at the beginning of the walking path, noticing how the body weight was distributed between both legs. Sensations of lifting, moving, placing of feet were felt clearly at the beginning. Walk had become slower within a short period of time. After a while, became aware of the difference between placing of right and left foot. Heel of the right foot pressed harder against the carpet, while the left foot seemed to have a lower contact, lower pressure. Sorry, heel of the right foot, oh yeah, lower pressure. Heel area of right foot was much warmer compared with that of the left foot. Contact of clothing with ankles felt next. Light sensation of cool air felt at one end of the path. Attention had moved to the source of cool air. Noted that it was coming from the small gap between the bottom of the door frame and the carpet. Door was closed during the walking. Bits of conversation heard nearby, although no clear words picked up. Mind seemed to be not interested in what was said, and gently the attention returned to the sensations of walking. Walked for 40 minutes. That was the experience of mindful walking. Then the person had written the experience of mindfulness during the day. Frequently during the week, when things either became pressurized or difficult, the attention returned to the posture of the body. The breath or noticing what kind of thoughts were in the mind. This seems to have happened spontaneously. This mindfulness helped short-circuit the cycle of pressure and stress. There were few occasions when irritation, sense of peace, headache, or happiness were noted in the mind clearly, although there was no interest in reacting to these feelings or sensations. There were other times when the mind had started the process of reacting to some memories or events. But again, as soon as realizing this was taking place, the reactive process abandoned naturally. More and more, life feels like watching things appearing on a screen. For a very long time, it used to be that life was in the screen, and now there's a small part of the mind just watching what is appearing and disappearing on the screen of life. Noted that in these moments, there is no excitement nor disappointment in the mind, but a sense of harmony, which also passes away, making way for another thought, feeling, or sensation. Dear Bhante, look forward to your valuable feedback. Much merit to you, all the organizers. Thank you. That's the first question, Bhante.
Okay, thank you for sharing. Now you can see that's a good experience. Now, usually our mind is attracted to the things that are appearing on the screen. Let's say the movie. Usually our mind is attracted to the movie. Some people, they prefer watching this movie. They want to again and again enjoy this movie, go to various locations, meet new people, So many things are there to enjoy this movie. That is the sense pleasure that we talked about. That is what mostly the worldly people do. Okay. But the meditator, when they meditate, eventually the true nature grabs their attention. The movie is always changing, but the screen is intact. It is not changing. The movie is changing. The screen remains intact. Right? So you can see earlier the screen was there. It was there from the beginning, but our attention was not there. Our attention was on the movie. But although even now the movie is playing, your attention naturally shift to the screen, the real source. Oh, what is that's the unchanging nature in this world. The movie is always changing, but the screen is not changing. Both are there from the beginning. Usually the movie grabs our attention. But the meditator, they develop this ability. Gradually their attention shift to the screen. Gradually their attention shift to the unchanging nature. The changing nature is the movie. The screen is not changing. The changing nature brings you all the suffering in this world because of the change. Certain things are there. We wanted to keep them. Certain things are happening that we don't like. The change. Some people, they go away from your life. Some people which you don't like come into your life. So again and again, this change is happening. Usually what we do is that we resist this change. We don't like this change. The movie, we want to maintain it in the way we wish. We want to have a happy ending in this movie. But that's not realistic. All the movies, they have the sad ending. There are no happy endings in this world. So you can see that's how it is. The change is creating the friction. We are resisting this change. We don't like this change. And the anxiety is born. Stress is born. Various difficulties are born. The movie. But if you bring your attention to the screen, it is always staying the same. It is not changing. And when you plug into the screen, the true nature of yourself, then you realize only the peace remains. You are peaceful. You are blissful. That's all. So you can see gradually the meditator's attention is shifting from the movie to the screen. But you have to understand this process is a struggle. It won't happen within few days. It won't happen within few weeks. It won't happen within few months. It takes a long time. You might notice signs of it earlier, but this is a struggle. Our mind is fighting back. It is not easily accepting this. So that's why we say meditation, it's a lifelong quest. Again and again you train yourself. Again and again, you notice how the movie is happening, how the screen is there. Again and again, your mind resists this change. Again and again, some obstacles come. For some periods, you can't meditate. You get so busy. These things are happening. But we say, just keep on working at it. Keep at it. That's what you have to do. Today you can make a mistake. But tomorrow is a new day. Again, you can start from the beginning. Start the meditation. Do your practice. And next week you can't practice. That's fine. The week after. So that way, you have to maintain the pace. Gradually approach this, because this is a struggle. Although the screen is peaceful, your mind naturally drags yourself into the movie. Again and again, unexpected things are happening. Again and again, the various difficulties, problems come. It is a struggle. But it's a struggle that's worth doing. So gradually, you keep on practicing. So in your report, you have certain signs of this. Now, usually when other people talk, when you overhear them, our mind naturally goes and, you know, select all the words, try to understand what is they are talking. Are they talking about me? So that's the usual mind. That's the worldly mind. You are talking to somebody else, but you want to overhear the conversation at the next table. That's how the worldly mind is. That's how the mind is interested in the movie. But you can see gradually when you practice, you realize, you know, that there is a white noise. Some people are talking, but your mind is not interested in understanding their conversation. It's not interested. That is the real word. It's not intentionally doing. You are not intentionally stopping your mind from hearing it. Instead, your mind is no longer interested. So that's a sign that your mind is appreciating, at least starting to appreciate the screen instead of the movie. So this is what's happening. The world is there. The world is there. Don't think that the world will disappear. It is there. If you bring your attention, if you pay attention, you can notice things. You can notice, okay, this person is asking a question. You didn't hear the first part of the question, but somehow it feels like this person is asking a question. Right? Again, your mind might shift to the screen. Again, when it returns, the person who asked the question, that person, he has answered himself and went away. Right? So that's how. If you pay attention, the world is there. But your mind is no longer interested. That's the thing. That's the change. This quality, this source was there from the beginning. But you didn't see it because you haven't meditated. You didn't see it because your mind was not open. The practice of mindfulness, we simply try to be open. Try to open this mind, try to notice what is happening, try to maintain this non-judgmental attitude. That's all you have to do, nothing else. When you do that, simply be aware without any judgment. When you do that for a while, you realize naturally you find the screen. Naturally, your attention slips into the screen. And when it slips, you can see that the screen is peaceful. The movie has all the sad endings, all the horror things happening. Some people are born, some people are killed. Some things are happy, some things are sad. This is the movie. We go, we buy tickets, go into the darkness and, you know, enjoy the movie. The darkness of ignorance. That's what it is. That's why you can't enjoy the movie when you have the lights on. You have to sink into the darkness. You sit, all the lights are turned off, and you start watching the movie. When the movie is interesting, you are at the edge of your seat. When the movie is fearful, you are full of fear. When the movie is sad, you are crying. When the movie is happy, you feel blissful, happiness in you. This is the movie that's happening in the darkness of ignorance. But again and again, when the light appears, the movie, the colorful nature fades away and the screen becomes more and more prominent. The light of mindfulness, the light of consciousness appears and the screen becomes more and more prominent. Now, even though the movie is still playing, it is not so prominent. The colors have faded away and the screen is apparent to you. The change due to the light appears and the colors fade away. Screen become more and more prominent. Screen become more and more apparent. So this is what's happening. This is what happening. Continue your practice. It is a struggle. It's not easy. Your mind won't accept this change so swiftly. It won't accept this change within few days. It's a struggle, but it's a struggle worth doing. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Bantu. Yeah, I learned a lot from that question too. That's great. Then we've got a question, one question via email, and the person's asking, saying, I do the walking meditation for nearly 30 minutes, sitting meditation also. I listen to Nisarana Vanaya sermons. Please let me know methods of to avoid distraction.
Samantha, can you repeat that question again?
Yeah, yes, Bante. I do the walking meditation for nearly 30 minutes, sitting meditation also. I listen to Nisarana Vanaya sermons. Please let me know methods to avoid distraction. So basically, asking any methods to avoid distraction.
Okay, we are happy that you are practicing as walking and sitting meditation, but if you listen to Nisarnavanya sermons, we are not saying to avoid distractions. That's the trick, right? So you have to make sure that you are listening to Nisarnavanya sermons. If you are listening to Nisarnavanya sermons, then we don't say to avoid distractions. Instead, we say when the mind is distracted, know that it is distracted. When the mind is one-pointed, know that it is one-pointed. Otherwise, under the name of the meditation, you are creating additional stress. That's why even when we hear the question, some people, they become stressful. Okay, I am also having that problem. I too get distracted during the meditation. Right? But we are not saying that. We are saying, when the mind is one-pointed, know that it is one-pointed. That is pure mindfulness. When the mind is distracted, know that it is distracted. That is pure mindfulness. What we are preaching is mindfulness, not something else. Majority of the Sri Lankans, when they say meditation, they talk about one-pointedness, concentration. And they go crazy over it. I have seen so many people, I have met so many monks who have practiced this type of meditation. And after a few years, after a few months, they go crazy. One person, he was from Russia. And he was mentioning that I got rashes after a few years of meditation because of the struggle. So I had to disrobe after 5 vassa because I didn't like the meditation. It didn't work with me. So you can see in the name of the practice, you are creating a struggle. You are creating stress. Imagine how much stress you have to create till you get rashes on your skin, till you can't digest your food. Even the sense pleasure people, they are much better off. So that's why the correct guidance is important. Correct guidance is important. Otherwise, you are misdirecting so many people. I'm not talking about the person who wrote the report. I'm talking about the people who are giving the advice. When they say one-pointedness, when they say concentration, it's a wrong advice to give. Instead, what we say is mindfulness. We can't sell it. It's difficult to sell mindfulness. The no matter whatever the wrapping you do, whatever the packaging you do, the inside, it's not a product. That's selling. It's not so colorful. It's not so tasty. So people don't dare buying it. We do various type of packagings, the colorful packaging. We spend so much money on the packaging because the inside, the product is not so good. Majority of people, they don't like this awareness, mindfulness or the wakefulness because it's the reality. When we plug into the reality, it is not always comfortable. Ignorance feels much better. So that's why we do various packagings, colorful packagings. We say, try this product, buy this product. This is the best drug. Or this is the way to find true friends. Or this is the way to see unborn. Whatever the topics we discussed is the wrapping. Inside you open it and see it's the same message, boring mindfulness. The irritating mindfulness. So can I do one-pointedness? Can I avoid distractions? Can I do concentration? How to do concentration meditation? How to avoid this reality? All these questions are frequent questions. Frequent questions because we hate the reality. We don't like it very much. It is not pleasant always. So in a way, we search for a drug. That's what the one-pointedness is. That's what the concentration is. You are in search for a drug. Remember the drug addicts? Wherever they go, they need their dose. Whatever they do, in between they go and take their dose. So similarly, the meditators, most of them, they are after some kind of a high. But we are not advising that. We are not preaching that. Instead, we say, when your mind is one-pointed, know that it is one-pointed. When your mind is distracted, know that it is distracted. We are preaching mindfulness. As a result of mindfulness, your mind might become one-pointed. And when the one-pointedness is not there, you can notice that your mind is distracted. Although it's not pleasant, that too is mindfulness. When you're angry, you can know that you're angry. When you're sad, you know that you're sad. When you are full of jealousy, you know that you're full of jealousy. That very knowing is what we are discussing. So next time, if you are interested practicing mindfulness, I would suggest explain in your walking and sitting experience. How do you know that you are mindful while walking? How do you know that you are mindful while sitting? That experience you have to share, then we can discuss further on the practice.
Thank you, Bhante. So that, I think that's all the questions that we have for today. I would just like to ask anyone, we've still got a few more minutes left. Has anyone got any questions that they'd like to ask Bhante about their practice or about the talk Bhante gave today? If so, If you'd like to raise your hand, Zoom hand, and then Namanta will, I think, I can't see any raised hands at the moment. So until, if there is any, there's a few minutes. Yeah, maybe, can I just, clarify from Bhante? So when Bhante said, about, focused on accepting the present, the moment, I can see what Bhante is now trying, what this is all about, just, trying to be, rather than go focusing on the breath straight away, when you sit down to meditate, you first of all become aware of your surroundings and try to bring everything to the present moment. And then when you have a choose an object, say in my case, if it's the breath meditation, I'll choose the breath, breathe the breath. And then whilst focusing on the breath, my experience, and if anything, distractions occur, like my thoughts or anything else, pain or whatever, I become aware of that pain or the thought. And then gradually, then after becoming aware, bring my attention back to the primary object of the breath. So would that be correct in my meditation? And then just keep doing that and just accept whatever happens during the meditation. Is that what Bhante means, mindfulness?
Yeah, that approach is good. Initially, you don't rush into the primary object. Instead, you simply sit for a while and notice what is there. Sometimes the sounds come first, maybe some bodily sensations. But gradually, within few minutes, whatever the things, they settle, and usually a breath or the movement of your belly or some kind of a vibration or something, that prominent object or the primary object appears. So first, keep it open. That's what most people get wrong. They want to do the breath meditation. They go to do the breath meditation. But you have to sit and simply keep your mind open and see who is knocking on your door. That's much better approach. Otherwise, you even before you sit, you go to do the breath meditation. If the breath is not there, then you can't meditate. But instead, simply sit for a while. Like a ranked beginner, you start. Close your eyes gently, sit comfortably. Just notice what is happening. Okay, the sounds are there. Various bodily sensations are there. Thoughts are rushing through my mind. But within few minutes, they settle. And gradually, something prominent appears. Some kind of a primary object appears. It could be your posture. It could be your breath. It could be your belly. Whatever that is. Then if that is there, then gradually you can bring your attention to the breathing. Time to time you get distracted with the thoughts, memories, various things come. But you don't fight them. Allow them to come and go while knowing that you are breathing, while knowing that you are seated. So what happens with us is that when it comes to thoughts, emotions, we either suppress them or we indulge them. Both are wrong. That's why Suzuki Roshi is saying, keep the front door and the back door open. At your home, keep the front and back doors open. The thoughts might come from the front door and go from the back door. Or thoughts might come from the back door and go from the front door. Whatever the combination they are moving, it's fine. Allow them to come and go freely, but don't serve tea. Don't serve tea. That's what he's saying. Usually what happens is that either we close our doors and, you know, protest. Don't come here. Otherwise, we just sit with them and, you know, we invite them for tea. We serve them tea, not only the tea, but dinner parties we throw. Right? So this is the middle part. You allow the thoughts to come and go freely, but you are not serving them tea. Can you find that balance? That's the question I'm asking.
Yeah, thank you, Bhante. So in a way, so that I'm not fighting with myself, I'm just open and accepting the situation in the present moment, so then I can just be relaxed with whatever. Yeah. Thank you, Bhante. Oh, there's a raised hand from Ashini Blair. Go ahead, Ashini. Put your question to Bhante.
Theran Sanai Swaminhansa, is it enough to write one report per day, Swaminhansa, regarding the meditation we do every day, in our day-to-day practice?
Yeah, that should be fine. You can, when you present your reports, it's only once a week we are having, so you can pick one of the reports and present. One for walking, one for sitting, and one for day-to-day activities. You can write once a day, but when you present, you have to pick one and present.
Swaminhansa, the other thing I wanted to ask is, with the mindful meditation, is it okay to do some of the other meditations also?
Yeah, that's the topic that we discussed earlier. So when you say samatha meditation, I have to ask you, what is the exact meditation that we are talking, right? So whatever that you prefer, you can do. But when it comes to us, we are only advising on this technique. We can't comment on other things.
Thank you very much, Swaminhansa. Theruvan Sarnai.
I think that's the time. Time now, isn't it? So shall we wrap up now, Namantha? I don't think there's any more other questions.
Yes, that's fine. We can go towards closing. Okay, thank you very much, Samantha, and also much merits to you, and also much merits to Bhante. And also, we must thank those who you who are sending through the reports every week. Thank you so much. Now, we are slightly over time, but that's fine. We will move on to close today's session. I would like to share our merits on Bhante for presenting himself to today's session, and we wish these merits will have a positive impact on Bhante's own practice, allowing it to improve further. Furthermore, I would like to pass on merits to the Venerable Chief Abbot of the Nisaravana Forest Monastery, Most Venerable Bhante Udairegama Dhammajiva Mahatheru, for requesting this program to be initiated. I wish that he also has good health, and that his own practices will be nourished further with the power of these merits. Also, I would like to mention and thank the wonderful team of organizers who are working behind the scenes from the very beginning to today, all this time, to bring this program in such a nice format. So I wish these merits will improve their own practices, and that they will be able to conduct their mindfulness practices moving forward, and also be able to contribute to these sessions. And also, I would like to thank and mention your gratitude for you all of your presence in Zoom and through Facebook live stream, and thus providing us a justification to run this program like this. I would like to wish you a happy and mindful week ahead, and you have gained a lot of insight and expertise today as well through these teachings in today's session. The technique is mindful walking, mindful sitting, and also in daily mindfulness practice, as we have mentioned through the beginning's introduction, and also through the session with Bhante's insightful advice. So please, it's good if you can practice and learn further by your own practice, and then attend the next Saturday session same time. So with that, I would thank you all, and then I would also close the session for today. Wish that you will be able to attend next week's session as well. Much merits. Thank you.